Conventions these days are thought of as infomercials rather than meetings for real debate. And in politics as well as in infomercials, you'll find puffery and exaggeration. The effect of all of this is what Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca calls the fog.
Carl Van Clausewitz famously wrote that war is a continuation of politics by other means. Clausewitz's writing also injected the phrase fog of war into the popular consciousness. Add those two statements together, and the general turns out to have been quite the prescient Prussian. For today, we live within the fog of politics. Proportion and fairness lie beside their comrade truth as the casualties of this rhetorical war. Here is where they're calling the shots. This is the war room.
We've got a full television studio in here, which might...
Matt Bennett is a Democratic spokesman, part of the rapid response team assembled in New York City this week. Just like the Republican spinners in Boston a month ago, the Democrats are dedicated to correcting what they deem inaccurate convention rhetoric. But counterspin is still spin, and it tends to produce a pretty thick fog. Though Bennett is honest about one feature of his office suite.
It's not green. Green rooms never are.
Bennett's purpose is to alert the media that Republicans are the kind of people who would tell you that the green room was green and then dare you to prove them wrong. Take Rudy Giuliani's speech from Monday night.
Our researcher, Fez, discovered that that Giuliani had dropped from his speech a line about winning the war on terror, which was not coincidental since Bush had admitted yesterday that he couldn't win the war on terror. It was in the prepared remarks and not in the delivered remarks. And we figured it out, and within about 2 minutes, we had that out to the press.
That counts as a gotcha. But listen again to what Matt Bennett is saying.
Bush had admitted yesterday that he couldn't win the war on terror.
What George W. Bush said in an interview with Matt Lauer was this.
I don't think you can win it, but I think you can create conditions so that those who use terror as a tool are less acceptable in parts of the world. Let's put it that way.
Many times before and after that interview, Bush was clear. He said he would win what he calls the war on terror. But here's something that Rudy Giuliani did wind up saying.
Remember, just a few months ago, John Kerry kind of leaked out that claim that certain foreign leaders who opposed our removal of Saddam Hussein prefer him.
Now, what John Kerry really said, but was mistranscribed by a reporter, was that he's met more leaders who say he's got to win. Kerry didn't say foreign leaders, but he did defend his never uttered statement, so it became as if he did say it. The Democrats have thrown their hands up about that particular fog-shrouded episode. This week, they're more aggressive about objecting to band-aids distributed to delegates which poke fun at John Kerry's war wounds. The rapid response team sent Congressman and Purple Heart recipient Charles Rangel to Madison Square Garden to object. Rangel, at least, was forthright about his purpose. When asked if he was trying to distract attention from Republicans, he admitted,
I think I'm one of the greatest grandstanding politicians you've seen. If you don't mean me, you're talking to the wrong guy.
The band-aids represent another type of fog we're seeing, fog that doesn't come from the candidates or the parties. This fog has been blanketing battleground states in the form of television advertisements, and it's been seen this week in New York, where protesters also have trouble keeping their facts straight. In the case of this protester, it seemed like the fog was in the mind of the beholder. He wore a sign with a list of good people and bad people.
These are the list of the good people. Arundhati Roy, Earl Caldwell, Amy Goodman, Noam Chomsky, Michael Parenti, Michael Moore, Vilma Stiano, my wife, Naomi Watts, Tenzin Gyatso, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Naomi Watts, she's the actress?
No, she's a journalist.
Oh, she wrote a book.
Naomi Klein wrote a book called No Logo. He may have been thinking about her. Naomi Watts broke up with Heath Ledger. It was all over the National Enquirer. But at least that guy was genuine. An honest mistake has become something to strive for in this political environment. As for what to make of all this, maybe Clausewitz has an idea. Here is his verbatim quote, which gave birth to the phrase fog of war. All action takes place, so to speak, in a kind of twilight, which, like a fog or moonlight, often tends to make things seem grotesque and larger than they are. Think of this never-ending campaign, which has been called both the most important and most negative we've ever seen. Grotesque and larger. So maybe the fog's not to blame. Maybe it's the full moon. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.